New research has revealed that the endangered bogong moth is fighting its way back from the brink of extinction. The moth faces an uncertain future due to climate change and habitat destruction, though it is a culturally significant and vital species that once had a population of over 4 billion. That population was almost completely wiped out, though, by severe droughts back in 2017. I asked Darcy Carruthers, a nature campaigner at the Australian Conservation Foundation, why the number of bogong moths had increased.
We think the most likely reason that there are more bogong moths flying towards the mountains this year is because of the really wet weather. So we've had three consecutive years of La Nina rains, and that's likely helped the species. So bogong moths used to migrate to the Australian Alps every year, numbering around 4.5 billion animals. And then 5 years ago, there were really terrible drought conditions up in their breeding grounds. And those drought conditions, very much exacerbated by climate change, coincided with a huge collapse in their population. So they virtually disappeared in a year or two. And the population collapsed by up to 99.5%. So while there are more moths this year compared to last year and the year before, they're not out of the woods yet, unfortunately. So they haven't returned to those population levels pre-2017. And all of the threats to their existence very much still remain.
Exactly. And I think those threats are very similar with a lot of other species at the moment, and with climate change causing even bigger problems, there seems to be a need for a response to certain species and how to keep them protected. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. The bogong moth is threatened by so many different factors, but top of the list is definitely climate change. So those biting drought conditions that we saw in their breeding grounds, particularly the New South Wales breeding grounds, were really just too much for the species to bear. Many of them likely didn't even become adult moths. Bogong moths start out their lives as larvae and pupae in the ground, and many of them probably didn't survive to those adult stages. Those that did probably didn't have enough to eat along their migration. So the real concern is that not if but when drought conditions return, now that the species is nowhere near as resilient as it used to be pre-crash, that could really spell disaster. And we saw recently that the Bureau of Meteorology and the CSIRO came out with their State of the Climate Report. And one of the key findings was that we will have more frequent and severe drought conditions to come under climate change modelling.
And would you say as well that the strategies from 2017 drought, because you've now got an idea of how that probably occurred, are there new strategies that could be implemented if a certain drought comes along in the future that could threaten to wipe out the bogong moth?
Yeah, it's difficult to say. I think without rains and without a healthy, stable climate, unfortunately, the bogong moth future is not looking very bright. And that means that a lot of other species that rely on it are in trouble as well. So when the bogong moth fly around 1,000 kilometres from their breeding grounds towards the Australian Alps every year, there are lots of other animals that feast on them as they arrive, and that includes ravens and lizards and types of worms, and also the critically endangered mountain pygmy possum, which times its hibernation almost perfectly to end when the bogong moths arrive in the mountains so they can eat them and regain the weight that they've lost over their hibernation. So in terms of the bogong moth's future, it's really inextricably linked with the future of other species too, which makes this a really important issue. One thing that needs to be done is some habitat restoration. So the bogong moth actually feeds on nectar-producing flowers, and we think that there aren't as many as there used to be. And that's probably due to reasons like urban sprawl, and we've changed the landscape so much. so more of those food plants could assist the bogong moth.
And would you say that unstable and unethical agricultural practices as well are affecting the wildlife in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. So unfortunately, there is a school of thought that insecticides are having a really terrible impact, and particularly a class of insecticides called neonicotinoids. So neonicotinoids are referred to as bee killer in other parts of the world, and they're actually illegal in places like the US. We don't know exactly how much these are impacting on bogong moths, but scientists that study the species have called for urgent investigation into the use of these chemicals and how they're impacting on our invertebrate species like the bogong moth that are really the unsung heroes of ecosystem health.
Darcy Carruthers, a nature campaigner at the Australian Conservation Foundation, speaking with me there.